The retired appeals court judge overseeing the Doe investigation says the now 3-year-old probe into illegal actions while Walker was Milwaukee County executive is done, with no more charges to be filed in the case. Most notably, that means no charges against Governor Walker, who had maintained his innocence but used $200,000 in privately raised money to pay a legal defense team. State Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca says several Walker friends and employees were found guilty just a few years after Walker criticized former Governor Jim Doyle over employee ethics. So Barca says Walker should apologize to the state.
With his predecessor, he was extremely critical when one of his predecessor staff members was being prosecuted and said he should take responsibility for that. And when you supervise somebody, you should be aware of these things. So I think he should take equal responsibility and say that mistakes were made.
State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican from Racine County, says it's ultimately Governor Walker's decision on whether to apologize. But Voss says it's sad for any manager when their employees break the law.
You cannot take and micromanage every one of your employees, especially I think in Milwaukee County, you know, there are, what, 4,000 or 5,000 employees. He does not know what each one does every day.
But the state Democratic Party says there's court evidence showing Walker was aware of the actions of some of those found guilty in the Doe probe. A statement released by Walker's campaign says the governor appreciates the effort that was undertaken to bring appropriate matters to justice. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.